Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, Radio Family. It's Sister Judith, and I'm back again to share the word of the Lord with you, to share the good things of God. I pray that you're being blessed in the Lord. Well, this past week, I've been sharing about generally trying to give a picture of the fact that God's truth in the varying ages and His dispensations are progressive, and we are living in the end of time, the end of days, and God has reserved the best wine till last. And the prophet Joel, I've always loved that passage in the second chapter, the word of the Lord says, and it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, your old men shall dream dreams, your young men shall see visions, and also upon my servants and upon the handmaids in those days will I pour out my spirit. Beloved, this is the hour that the prophet Joel was prophesying about. This is the end of days. Afterwards, I will pour out my spirit. The blessed Holy Spirit was given on the day of Pentecost, and He now indwells every believer who has received Him, who has received Jesus as Lord, the Holy Spirit as Savior and Lord, hopefully. There is a distinction. Sometimes people receive Him as Savior, but they don't receive Him as Lord. Lord means He has the final say in every area of your life. And yes, I know it's a process. He's working on all of us, and He's got great patience with all of us, praise God. He doesn't leave us where He finds us, but He's doing His perfecting word, and thank God He's able to complete it unto the day of Jesus Christ. We can be encouraged about that. But God is doing a work. His truth is progressive, and so often it's just intrinsic in man. We tend not to want to change. We tend to get stuck. We've given loyalty, allegiance to men, to churches, to ministries, to earthly systems. But beloved, man is as the grass, and the glory of man is the flower of grass. Our little systems have their day. But like flickering candles, they're blown by the winds of adversity. Their lights go out and they cease to be. And then oftentimes we would turn to our own righteousness and offer that on the sacrificial altar before the Lord. But good as it might be, beloved, it's simply not acceptable in His sight. There's only been one perfect sacrifice, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. He laid down His life. He shed His blood for you and I. Beloved, there is no way to the Father but through Christ. There's no way to God. There are not a whole bunch of different ways to God. No, that's what the world says, but no, there isn't. There's only one way. That might be narrow-minded and bigoted, but beloved, it's the truth. And when you finally are bold enough to say, I want to try that, I want to believe it. I didn't believe it, but I said, God, once years ago, I said, if you're really real, make yourself real to me. And when that happens, when you invite Jesus into your heart, your spirit man is born again, and you become alive. You begin to understand things that you could never understand as a natural man. With your natural mind, you will never understand the Bible. That's why people read it, and it's so confusing. It seems to be contradictory, and yet if you read it and have the mind of the Spirit, and if you're a child of God, there's no contradiction in it. And there may be hard passages, but they're readily explained as you seek the Lord and study to know the Word, study to show yourself approved. So There's only one way, and that's through Jesus. And this is a momentous hour in the end of the age when the Lord is calling every one of us, those who have named the name of Jesus, for a complete surrender of our mind and will to Himself. Not to a church, not to a denomination, but to Him. Beloved, this is the message of the hour. This is what the Spirit is saying to the churches now. This is the day we need Him and Him alone. No one but Jesus Himself will suffice. He's like a mighty magnet, attracting the poor in spirit, the penitent, the weary and heavy laden, the lost, and those dead in sin. The energy of His love thrills millions and multitudes and still moves on with undiminished power. Oh, beloved, He sees your tears. He knows the heaviness of your heart. He knows the sadness of your spirit. And He also knows the untold cruelty of this present evil world in which we find ourselves. And in the midst of all that, He wants to give us joy. He said, "In the world you'll have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I've overcome the world." We thought perhaps that we might find it in our service or discover it in doing things which were good and in themselves proper and right, and we thought joy was at the end of the trail of our own endeavors, or by the contribution of our possessions or finances or ourselves, that joy would be waiting for us at the end of the road. And when we awoke to find that such was not the case, we discovered that all the experiences of the past were not sufficient in themselves to ease the pain in the heart or to wipe tears from our eyes. Oh, but beloved, Jesus wants to give us His joy. The joy that is His and His alone is to be found in Him and in Him alone. The joy of the Lord is your strength. In the world you shall have tribulation. That's what Jesus said, but be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. That's John 16:33. And in John 15:11, Jesus said, "These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full." Beloved, do you want to have peace? Is everything around you tumultuous? The noise, the conflict, as well as the uncertainty in every realm of life? Oh, beloved, plans are tried today and abandoned tomorrow. And it's true that we cannot tell what an hour will bring forth as far as this world is concerned. But one thing I can tell you for certain, in Christ, there is a place of rest. There is therefore now a rest to the people of God. Beloved, there is a place of abiding peace. Earthly ties certainly might fail us. We thought we knew the spiritual ingredients, that if we mix them together just right in the crucibles of human life, we would somehow find peace. But when we finished with the experiment, we discovered we had nothing but a sedative or a temporary opiate, which was of no lasting value. As Jesus spoke then, He's speaking today. Beloved, He's speaking right now. He's speaking to you. "My peace I give unto you." And beloved, He gives it. We can't earn it. No, there's nothing you can do to persuade Him to give it. He wants to give it freely to you if your heart is open to Him. He gives that peace that passes all understanding. You can't pay for it. You can't buy it. But He's willing to give to everyone who's willing to accept it, just to ask by faith. And it is His own peace, the peace which He enjoyed in the deep tranquility of His own soul. That was the very nature of God, manifest in human flesh. That's which Jesus was. And Paul must have known something of this peace when he said in later years, "None of these things move me." His wisdom, his knowledge, his education, his prestige, he counted all those things but dung that he might win Christ. Oh, there is a walk of service, which is the walk of obedience. And that obedience, beloved, is not a sense of responsibility or duty, but it's a free flowing of love from His heart to yours and from your heart to His. You'll keep His commandments, they're not grievous, but because you love Him. For it is only as we love Him that we can really keep His commandments. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, I'm going to stop right now, and I'd like to share a letter from a brother writing from Santa Rosa, California. And as I share this, I just want you to know that this spiritual family that I have, not only in the broadcast radio audience, but in my smaller spiritual family, which is part of the correspondence ministry, it's a very precious and sacred portion of my ministry. And I just don't, I'm very prayerful as I write the letters, whether it's a word of prophecy, a word of knowledge, whatever it is that God would give, or teaching, or scripture, or something that I feel God wants his beloved to have, then it's always a timely word. Anyway, this brother writes from Santa Rosa, California. He says, "Dear Pastor Judith Ann Glass, thank you for your faith letter of which he recently received, and it's spiritually inspiring." And he goes on to say, "I do not regret about 10 years ago taking a step of faith to be a partner in your ministry. I have absolute certainty God has been intimately involved in your ministry. I've had some of the most difficult spiritual battles of my life last year, but this year have come out victorious." And he goes on, "My prayer request is that I may be a good and faithful servant for the rest of my days on this earth, to be raised up by the Creator someday soon. I rejoice in your faithfulness." And he signs his name, a brother writing from the Santa Rosa, California. And the announcer is going to share our mailing address with you, but I started offering on yesterday's broadcast, as I do generally every in my monthly partner letter, I have a offer several tapes, a tape from that I've preached or Brother Glass has preached from the archives. And there was one I offered recently. I reheard. It's been years since I've heard it. Woe Upon Woe. And it was absolutely stunning in its timeliness for today. It's like he could, like if he was alive right now, if he was preaching right now, this is what he'd preach. So it's amazing 30 years ago to speak about the energy crisis that we've got right now and the economic troubles and woes. So just request that tape, Woe Upon Woe. It's free of charge. Unfortunately, I don't have it in CD format. I know it's, I'm back in the last century, but you'll be blessed if you have a cassette tape recorder. The announcer will give you our mailing address. You see, and partners, God bless you for your prayers, for your financial help. Without you, I couldn't continue. Till tomorrow, this is Sister Glass, and may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You have been listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at either P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop her an email. Again, our address is P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, and that web address is unveiledchrist.org. And as you write, remember your prayers and tax-deductible offerings of support enable us to keep this broadcast ministry on the air. Thank you for joining us. God bless.